That's all right. Thanks. Good to be here.
So as a video-based artist and projection designer, what about the relationship between place and people interests you?
Place and people, well, I suppose I'm always thinking about, you know, from a photographic base, that there's a kind of perception of space, and photographically it's sort of instigated by people and the ways that we see into space and the ways that we think about, you know, phenomena and things that exist around us. So, yeah.
So what are the possibilities of working in the video medium? Why do you love using it so much to tell stories?
I think, well, I started in the mid-90s after I was doing architecture. I did most of an architecture degree, but sort of I found that in architecture, because it's from the actual, you know, concrete built environment, it's something which is incredibly difficult to implement, or you might have one or two exciting constructions or experiences in your life. But to work with media seemed like a kind of new architecture, and there were lots of other architects around the mid-90s that seemed to be doing film as well, or film installations, and you know, it was called new media in those days. So it was ways of thinking about how media becomes, you know, infiltrates space and makes 3D, the 3D world sort of transcend itself.
And I mean,
in really interesting ways.
Since the 90s, you must have found that technology has just kind of helped to expand the video medium so much. How do you kind of move with technological advances?
I think, well, in, say, the last 20 years of since I've been working, the quality of the medium's really, you know, improved a lot, and the immediacy of it. So people sort of seem to take it for granted more or less these days, how much, you know, posting things online and publishing things and, you know, imagery sort of circulating to, you know, illuminate things which are actually going on in the world every moment. It's so instantaneous, and it's, I think that's sort of really given people sort of handles on ways to sort of, you know, connect with actual events in the real world. Yeah.
Mm. And can you tell us a little bit about your exhibit at the Articulate Project Space?
Well, it's my first exhibition I've done at Articulate, and I'd mainly seen performances here with De Quincey Company and various other sort of movement-based performers who do a practice called body weather, which is sort of it's a Japanese practice which is about connecting to environment and sort of understanding the physics of the body. And so my experience of, because I worked with a lot of these dancers, I was thinking about the space and Articulate Project Space through that kind of physical performance practice. And so since I've been here, it's kind of been a bit of a learning process of understanding how much they're really interested in space, and thinking about, say, the actual world that a lot of people seem to disregard a little bit these days, being preoccupied by media and different forms of, you know, virtual ephemera. Yeah.
Mm. And so the name of your exhibit is Indeterminable Present. Why did you kind of choose this as a concept for the exhibit?
Yeah, well, it's interminable present. So it's about the endless moment, one after the other. That's the main concept. And that at any moment, something can present itself as significant or of value. And these, you know, the minutiae of experience in life is kind of as valuable as the big picture as well. That's kind of what I'm exploring. So, yeah.
Sam, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning, and good luck with your exhibit.
Yeah, thanks. Sure.